geodesic dome. Think of in Montreal, the iconic biosphere from Expo 67, that large round dome from all the postcards. Or think of Science World in Vancouver. Those are both examples of geodesic domes. And now there's a new one right here in the north, a unique greenhouse that sits on the top of University Hill in Prince George. And as part of our Harvest series, we took a tour.
All right, so I'm just opening the door to the Dome Greenhouse. My name is Mineta Nori, and I'm the SGU President Alumni. So the project was started by Students for a Green University. We're an environmental student group or club on campus. It is a geodesic dome greenhouse with the long-term goal of, so we built the greenhouse at on UMBC campus to produce organic produce to sell to the Thirsty Moose Pub. And if we look behind us, I guess I'll say, that's the PERG compost site. So that's where we will be getting most of our soil from. My favorite, my little heart child, wetland in front of the dome as well. And the legend goes that Students for a Green University started as a wetland protection group. And now the Dome Greenhouse happens to be built beside this tiny little patch of wetland. Now we're the stewards of this little wetland here. Okay, so now we're inside of the dome. On the north wall, you can see this giant plastic tank, which is going to be holding water soon. We've also got a lot of like construction material. We got like ladders and plywood and bits of siding that we're still working on. So while we had our grand opening, we're definitely still in. It's not complete. For me, as a social justice person, one of the most exciting things about the Dome Greenhouse project is that it has been completely, at every single level, a student project. The value behind the idea is twofold. One, creating produce in the north that will have a longer growing season because of the greenhouse structure and shape and its construction, where ideally it's going to make the growing season significantly longer. And also creating a closed loop food system, so you'll be able to go from seed to salad and even further than that. So we're going to be growing the food on campus here in the greenhouse and then preparing it and eating it in the Thirsty Moose Pub. And then we're also using campus compost to grow the food. So it's really a closed loop. I think for me, the primary function of the dome is teaching people how to grow food and connecting the value of growing food in the north, as well as the value of growing things in the north. I was working on a different garden this summer, and I was flabbergasted by the amount of people that didn't know zucchini and kohlrabi, so plants that are just kind of out of our regular food eating. So at every level, you can learn about food and how to eat it and how to grow it. And I think it really connects back to like the health of a community. We started growing vegetables in late August, early September. We've also got some kale, basil, and tomatoes, arugula, spinach. Borage has beautiful little blue flowers that are edible, and they taste like a sweet cucumber. It's a lovely, subtle taste. These are these automatic vents that are hydraulically controlled vents that will open and close. That's my reflective north wall, so ideally it'll be bouncing light, as well as you can see it's that, like, packing material almost. So again, it'll be another heat insulation. Mm-hmm. If you come and look on the side here, you can see that our plastic is just less than an inch thick and has five waffle patterns inside of it. So it's going to be like it's designed to really hold that heat, which hopefully will extend our growing season. I am super duper, I can't say that, exceptionally proud. To be able to inspire other students to take this project on has been extremely rewarding and fulfilling for me. I mean, it's kind of the joy of these projects is that there will always be a new mission. In 5 years from now, maybe it won't be food sovereignty that's really important. Maybe it'll be lichen protection, and they'll be able to do that in here.